Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z program. Today, we will be discussing taqwa and acceptance of dua. How important a role does taqwa play when it comes to acceptance of duas? There's a common misconception that if we have the tool of dua, if we have the weapon of dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most beneficent, is going to listen to the dua and he's going to forgive us for our sins. This means we have a license to sin. No, brothers and sisters, this is not what it means, right? Let me tell you a story before we get into this topic and dissect it a little bit. The story is of Prophet Moses, Allah Nabi Ali. Prophet Moses passed by a person from his followers who was in prostration. So he was praying, he was in prostration. After completing the chores, Prophet Moses, he returned and he saw the same person still in prostration. Prophet Moses said, "If I had the power to grant your wish, I would surely have granted it." Right at that time, there's a wahi, there's a revelation that came on Prophet Moses. Allah revealed to Moses that even if this person, even if this man prostrates for me till his head gets detached from his neck, I will not accept his deeds. Till he abstains from that which I dislike and does that which pleases me. Which goes back to, again, brothers and sisters, goes back to taqwa, right? Carrying out your obligations and giving up on all those sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to. The sins that we commit, it hinders the supplications from its acceptance. This is part of the same narration, right? So we want to make sure that we do not commit sins. Why? Because we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to listen to our du'as and supplications and our wishes. No doubt that the supplications with pure intentions reach Allah. There's no doubt about it. He's all-knowing, he's all-hearing. We know that. But it is not unconditional. The condition for the du'as to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taqwa. So now we know a rule that sins, committing sins, carrying out those things that Allah has prohibited us to do, it hinders dua. It hinders the supplication. Now you know, if someone, he goes to club or casino and then complains that my du'as are not being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why it is? Most probably, of course we cannot say with certainty, but based on this rule, most probably it is because of that sin that he continues to commit, that his du'as and supplications are not reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's say if somebody is unjust towards others and then he complains, my du'as are not being accepted. So this person, he's not taking care of his family, he's not fulfilling their rights, and doing du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not fulfilling that right is a sin. Doing du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be hindered by that sin. Which means, brothers and sisters, we know this rule now. If we want our du'as and supplications to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want our du'as and supplications to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the precondition designed and set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? Taqwa.